Well, good morning, or good evening. I'm Norman Hermont.
And I'm Simon Cridlin.
And this is
The Voice of Reason.
And Simon, we're on the air bringing you perhaps the first people have heard of it, the Iraqi surrender. I know that people haven't heard much of it this week.
Yeah, we got this live footage straight from Iraq. Of course, it's been cleared by the Iraqi census and translated into English.
But seriously, how about those Iraqi fighting men? Are those guys ever a tough act, huh?
Brave guys. You'll stand up to anything.
Perhaps the fastest humans mankind has ever
anything,
seen.
Anyhow, Norm, I think we should get to this tape. We just got in this morning, and we should use it while it's hot.
Okay, let's give it to you now. Of course, the translations have been provided by Radio Baghdad. Hello, this is headquarters. How's it going down there? How are the infidels doing?
We will defend Kuwait to the death. Kuwait is part of Iraq, and we will...
They will drown in their blood, the pigs of the infidel god. Wait a second. Are those guns? Are those guns they've got... hold it.
Hey, they've got tanks, too.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Okay.
Hello, Baghdad. I'm out of here.
See you guys in Baghdad.
So, Simon, that's how it actually occurred.
Yeah.
Basically, they saw that the coalition did, in fact, have weapons, and it was basically time to get up and leave.
I guess so. Can't blame them. I'd have probably done the same thing.
But, you know, I think they were very good guests. I mean, when you're a guest in someone's home, you treat it with respect. And I think they were quite respectful to Kuwait. They basically only damaged every oil well in the country and tore the capital city apart.
No, but they did a lot for the Kuwaiti art. Have you seen those lovely murals of Saddam Hussein everywhere?
That's right. Priceless.
I mean, I think Kuwait should be paying Iraq for those.
Well, I mean, anyone would be happy to have Iraq come into their neighborhood and just settle in for a couple of months and really, you know, just have fun with it. Let's move on. The budget came down, and it was kind of buried in a barrage of war news. But, you know, I think here's Michael Wilson taking a tough stand, trying to get that debt and that deficit under control. And what does he get from the opposition, the Sheila Copps and the Stephen Langdons of this world? But gripes, gripes, gripes. You know, throw some more money at this. Throw some more money at that. You know, what we're seeing is the end of Medicare. We're seeing the end of educational quality. You know, let's not have any fiscal responsibility at all. Let's just kill it. Let's just throw money at this. Let's just get more cash for this. Can you believe this, Simon? Can you believe this?
In all fairness, I mean, that aside, Michael Wilson said he's going to use a GST to pay off the deficit. Give me a break, Mike. All taxes are go to pay off the deficit or go to some programs. I mean, how can you specifically take the GST money to pay off the deficit?
Simon, I think you're wrong. I think it's a responsible move designed
to help pay off the deficit
for the Canadian people.
Yes, Norman, but it'll go towards the deficit, but you don't specifically take the money that you get from a certain tax to pay off the deficit. It goes into general revenue.
That's a remarkably unpopular tax, and you're trying to justify it, Simon.
No, I'm just saying it's just not. Anyhow, so much for Michael Wilson. So you're a tour, you forever will be. So why am I arguing with you?
I think it's a very responsible policy designed to bring Canada in line with the rest of the world and get us out of this recession. And here, Michael Wilson. Hear her. Okay, let's move on. This weekend, wow, basketball mania is sweeping campus, and it's amazing to see normally apathetic UBC students getting so into this upcoming...
Which campus, Norm?
This campus, Simon, the upcoming basketball game this weekend.
When? This weekend?
This weekend, yeah.
Who's playing?
UVic. Traditional rivals.
Against?
Us.
Oh, UBC? Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, as I was saying, you can really feel the energy on campus.
I can. Yeah. Now that I know about it.
I know that those involved UBC students will be there every night at 7:30, Friday, Saturday, and hopefully Sunday won't be needed because UBC will rock in two straight games and destroy the infidel of the University
rah,
of Victoria.
Rah, rah, rah. Of course, at UBC, that word to victory, was it Clahowie or something?
Clahowie, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, in other school news, one of the things that will be holding back on the enthusiasm of the school crowd is that our beloved president, Kurt Preinsberg, is no longer a beloved president.
He's still beloved, though.
He's still much beloved by many people, women and men alike.
Yeah.
Much beloved.
I hear his parents are up there. And
that's right.
I hear he has a free first cousin. You know, Austria like him a lot, too.
Anyway, Kurt is no longer there, and that makes me feel very sad. Well,
what's Jason going to be like, though? Ooh.
I'm sure Jason will be very responsible and will handle things very well at the school level, Simon.
Well, finally, those teachers are back at work, and, you know, the gall of these teachers, imagine wanting less than 60 students a class. I just can't believe it.
Whine. They treat us all like cattle anyway, so what's another few?
You get 3 months off a year?
But you know what gets me? These students, the ones that got the extra holiday when the weather was just incredible, saying, why did they make us come back on Thursday? They should have just given us the whole week off, you know?
Know how devoted the Socrates are to teaching and the welfare of our children. I just can't believe people would criticize them for that.
Yeah, anyhow, beyond Music question. 91.
Music, hey, those Socreds are really with it in promoting Music 91, aren't they? This year of music to attract tourists to BC. Well, who was that elderly Socred cabinet minister, as if there's any young Socred cabinet ministers out there yesterday saying that we've really got to try and promote pop music.
Music. Yes, we want to hear the music that's on the hit parade.
Oh, they are so with it, those Socreds, I tell you, with their their little vests and their three-piece suits and
pop music and a hit parade.
Yes. Anyhow, have a snowy weekend.
Yes, all of you enjoy yourselves. I'm Norman Hermans.
And I'm Simon Cridlin.
And this has been
The Voice of Reason.